Hi guys! So I haven't posted on Backstage in a really, really long time, but I wanted to come back with the Midnight Musings questionnaire because all the cool kids are doing it and it looks fun. So I'm just gonna jump right in. If you found out that your whole life so far has been one cosmic class aimed to teach you something, what lesson do you think you've been learning? I would probably have to go with something along the lines of, like, stand up for yourself, just because I feel like me not standing up for myself as much as I should has been kind of like a prevailing plot twist in my life. Because every time I think that I've like learned how to stand up for myself, I am proven wrong by someone who is good at not letting me stand up for myself. And so then I keep getting better at it, but the challenges also keep getting more challenging, so yeah. 2, if sexual orientation is more of a spectrum than binary, where on a scale of 1 to 10 would you place yourself? Hardcore absolutely heterosexual being a 1, and hardcore absolutely homosexual being a 10. I'm pretty heterosexual, but, like, I can definitely be attracted to girls, but it seems like, while I have been attracted to girls, it's mostly kind of like been more like in fantasy, and it's I don't know, it's been very, very rare that I've met someone in real life and been like attracted to them. And that honestly kind of goes for guys too. It's really hard for me to feel sexual attraction towards anyone ever. But when it does happen, it's pretty exclusively towards guys. There's just a few exceptions, so maybe like a three on that scale, yeah. What single extinct species would you want to bring back? Woolly mammoth, definitely. I think they're wonderful, and I love big mammals. My favorite animal is the whale, the blue whale, because it's the biggest one, and I just feel like if Mother Nature was personified in an animal, it would be a blue whale. And my favorite land animal are elephants, because they're like land whales. And so my favorite extinct animal is the woolly mammoth, because they're like extinct land whales. Yeah, but fuzzy and stuff like that. What personality trait do you consider to be your greatest attribute, and what is your greatest flaw? I think my greatest attribute might be something like I think whenever I'm like working towards something, especially like with a group of people, I'm really good at keeping a positive attitude. So yeah, like definitely like in the workplace or at school or whatever, I'm good at having a positive attitude, and I think I succeed in making the people around me happy, and that makes me happy too. And my greatest flaw, I honestly don't know if I would consider this a flaw. Like, personally, I think my greatest flaw is that I don't stand up for myself all the time, and I could be better at, like, defending myself. But what I think I'm gonna, since I kind of already talked about that, I think what I'm gonna say is, rather than my greatest flaw, I'm gonna say my greatest complication, which is that I have, like, really strong morals when it comes to certain things, and if someone like challenges that, it's really, really hard for me to back down and let things go. And part of me likes that I'm like that, part of me likes that I will stand for what I believe in, but I also know that it makes my life more difficult sometimes, and it annoys people in certain scenarios. So it's kind of a flaw, and I recognize that. But I'm also not really willing to change that, so I don't know. What career were you considering right before ultimately deciding to go your current route? How different do you think your parallel universe life is? Oh, I thought for a long time about going into holistic medicine. Specifically, I wanted to be, like, a masseuse, but I wanted to do, like, cool kinds of massaging, like Reiki healing, like Reiki massages, and like the cups things that I can't think of the name of. And yeah, I was just really into like massages and like cool different ways of massaging people, and like the effects of different essential oils and things like that. And I still really like it, and it makes me excited. And I still love giving massages. So yeah, I thought about being a masseuse for a long time, or going into holistic medicine in general and being like a holistic practitioner. So yeah, what was the rest of that question? How different do you think your parallel universe life is? Very different. I wouldn't be in college at all. I would be getting some kind of certification instead of like doing this. So I would have like different friends. I might be in a different city. I would do all kind of, I don't know, it would be like totally different. I can't even imagine it. Someone gives you a button that, when pressed, allows you to go back and change one thing from the past. Do you use it right away, hold on to it for later, get rid of it, or something else entirely? Probably hold on to it for later. Yeah. What do you think the most fun job in the world is? Being a hotel reviewer. You can just travel the world, go to different hotels, and review them. And then come back. And then travel more. Yeah. Do you have any missed opportunity moments? These could be silly, deep, precise, philosophical, anything goes. Yes. I could have done so much more in high school, and not academically. I did a lot of things like with my academics and with my extracurriculars. I could have probably done less in that area, but I'm glad that I did what I did. But like when it came to like my personal friendship relationships and like my almost more than friendship relationships, I could have done so much more, because so many guys, like so many guys were kind of into me, and I didn't do anything with any of them, and I should have. Like, why not? I was in high school. I should have just done more with people, because I had no reason not to. And I kind of wanted to, and I just didn't, because I didn't think that it was, like, an okay thing to do. But it totally was. Yeah. What book have you reread the most? What makes you go back to it? I've reread the entire Percy Jackson series a lot of times, and I haven't reread it recently. I mean, I think I stopped rereading the whole series when I was maybe 9th or 10th grade. I don't know, but either way, like, I remember it was before the most recent book came out, or in the original Percy Jackson and the Olympian series. It was before the last one came out. I would just reread the first four books over and over and over, and I think I read all of them like over 10 times. It was bad. It was ridiculous. Besides those, the Spiderwick Chronicles before that, they were like my obsession before the Percy Jackson series. But outside of like my childhood, I don't really think I've reread anything except for Love That Dog by Sharon Creech, because I think it's a really cute story. And it is a children's book, but it's a children's book that I've reread a lot as an adult, because I think it's cool. You're 110 years old and have reached your final days. Looking back on your life, what life goal do you think you would most regret not accomplishing? Making close connections with people. I think I have made a lot of close connections with people, but another recurring theme in my life is that I look back a lot and think I could have done more with that person. And I mean, that's kind of what I was saying about high school too. I'm not talking about like sex when I say I want to go back and do more things with guys. I'm just saying like I could have had like really good high school relationships with these guys, just like mostly innocent, but still just like furthering my development as a human that has relationships, and I think it would have been good for me. And in college too, like every time a semester ends and I never see a person again after that, I just think I could have been their friend, and I'm not their friend. I haven't made a lot of like super super close friends in college. I've made a whole bunch of acquaintances, but I'm just I don't know. I never like put in the time or the effort to make good connections like I should, because I know I can if I want to. So yeah, I think that's That's something that I probably will regret, and it's a sad regret to have. Okay, next question. Global warming, intolerance, political drama. We all know there's tons of things that suck right now, but let's be positive. What do you think is going the most right in society right now, and what do you think is the human race's most redeeming quality? I think that feminism has worked and is working. Like, if you compare today to, like, the 80s, like, girls can, like, talk about masturbation, like, and it's kind of, I mean, maybe not, like, in total public, but, like, the other day I was in a dressing room with, like, my cast, and, like, it's only girls in there, but we're still, like, just castmates, you know? And we were just having, like, you know, dressing room talk, which is, like, locker room talk, except, dressing room talk. And we were just talking about masturbation, like, it was a totally normal thing. I mean, it is a totally normal thing, but I just had this, like, kind of, revelatory moment where I was thinking that I don't think people could do that in the other older years. But maybe I'm just naive and I don't know what the real 80s were like, because I wasn't alive, which I wasn't. Yeah. Oh, and also, like, obviously feminism has a long way to go. Things could be better, but we have made so many wonderful strides in, like, the past 50, 60 years. Like, it's incredible, in the Western world how different things are now. And where feminism isn't, like, quite there yet, where it could be, like, it's still progressing, which I think is awesome. And as for what do you think is the human race's most redeeming quality, I think it's our capacity for empathy. And I think empathy is what kind of creates storytelling and what makes storytelling such a wonderful thing. And since all of you are GWA people, I feel like if you listen / write to, if you listen to scripts or write scripts yourself, you can appreciate, like, you know, good storytelling, and all that has its roots in, like, empathy. And I think that the fact that we can tell stories the way we do is really amazing. And I think that's, among other things, I feel like that's one of the most important things that separates us from other animals. That, like, we're not just living our lives, we live the lives of more than one person in our lives, or we don't necessarily live the lives, but we can experience the lives of other people through them. And I think that's amazing and wonderful and beautiful. Last one. What's your favorite food that you pretend is healthy, even though you eat way too much of it for it to not actually be good for you? Peanut butter. Yeah, peanut butter. I eat a lot of peanut butter, copious amounts of peanut butter. On a lot of things. Yep. Okay, and that's all of the questions, and I'm sorry if I spoke really fast. I was just on a roll, and I didn't want to slow down, and it's been a long, 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 long day. So, I am done, and I did the thing. So I'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.